This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Pirates Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Ellsworth Johnson, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, and Printmasters.
Gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Beautiful day, Thursday, live and in full effect, May 23rd. So happy to be with you. This day and all days, we actually take the time out, more specifically on Thursdays, when we touch the paper, we always recognize it. There's a little bit more, you know, depth to it. There's a little bit more weight to it as a result of the supplications in there, and more specifically, the obituary. I know a lot of persons have been dealing with transition and being able to deal with these particular things. We've seen a lot of stuff come out in the media. And if you're one of those persons who are dealing with transition, I always say to you, if you're confused at this time, if you're bewildered, if you don't know exactly what to do, you can be able to go and get the professionals to assist you with this transition the best way they know how and the way that you need. Go down and check my good friends out at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They'll be more than happy to take care of you. They are located on York and Ernest Street. They can be able to, you know, captivate and capture the essence of your loved one and being able to put them down with the style and the class that they deserve in during this particular time. So check them out, Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go down there and check them out. Dr. E's book this Saturday. You can go down there and check it out. If you have a book already, you can be able to get that thing signed. If you don't have a book, go down there and you can be able to get it. It is located on Village Road, Bernard Road, Wolf Road, and Soldier Road at the intersection right there at the northern side. Da Vinci's right on the side of the bank. You can be able to get them and take care, good care of them. Let them know that Howard Grant sent you. DaVinciPrinting242.com. DaVinciPrinting242.com. Today's show, and seems like it's going to be for the next few weeks, for the next week or so, is brought to you by Ellsworth Johnson for Chairman of the Free National Movement. Dwayne Sands, re-elect Dwayne Sands, the chairman of the Free National Movement. All the information's in there. Also, tonight, the endorsement night for Michael Pintard. I'm grateful to all of you guys for being able to spend some money with me. I'm very grateful to do that. Next week, we have them booked out to have conversations with us. I am grateful to do that. Kind of grateful to have this conversation. Well, you can hear the music in the background. Turn it up a little taste. Let them hear it. You can hear that. Rake and Scrape. In the house with me today is none other than the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival Committee, one of the PR officers and stage manager, none other than Sydney Isaacs. My brother, good afternoon. How you doing today?
Good afternoon, man, and I am doing great. I want to send a special good afternoon out to all Cat Islanders at home in Cat Island and a wider diaspora called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and by extension, the United States and Europe.
United States of Europe.
United States and...
Oh, and Europe. Well, tell me about this, man. Tell me about the Rake and Scrape Festival that's going to be happening. I'm excited about it. I was out to Baja Retreat, and when we started to kind of do this, they said, listen... Paul Fernanda is not from Cat Island.
He's married to Cat Island.
He's married to Cat Island people.
Yes.
Talk to me about
He's married to Cat Island people.
And, so tell me what's happening down there.
Listen, the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival, as you know, this is our 25th year of existence. We came about as a recognition that one, it is supposed to be and should be the musical genre for Bahamian artists. Mm-hmm. And thanks to great men like Phil Stubbs, it is what it is ever since 1992. The trend was irreversible ever since Cry of the Pot Cake, and now we have Rake and Scrape replacing all other subgenres external to the Bahamas, alien to the Bahamas, representing Bahamian artists. So if you're not Rake and Scrape, then the only thing else we will allow is a little infusion of Junkanoo.
That's it.
That's it.
You don't have nothing else.
Not a thing else. So Rake and Scrape is the thing, man. And you know what is so awesome? It is gravitating, it has taken roots, it has taken hold. So we have young artists, as young as who is going to appear on stage this coming Rake and Scrape Festival. Young men like the son of Ira Starr, one of the great Rake and Scrape artists, composer, producer, band leader. His son, Iron Starr, is one of those that's going to be featured. Young people like Nisi L.S., Yogi, a Cat Islander, Jamin Ramen, another Cat Islander, you know, these are young persons in the music that's come on that's going to keep up the mantra of Rake and Scrape and keep it alive in the younger generation.
So you got this, give me the dates and times that everything's supposed to be happening down there.
The Rake and Scrape Festival officially starts on the 7th and the 8th. The 7th is the Friday night and the 8th is the Saturday night. So
June.
Okay. And that is the Labor Day weekend. The Friday night is dedicated to Youth Night, and that is where we feature the competition in dance and music. So you would have the quadrille competition, and you would have the Battle of the Bands Junior. And these people vie for prizes that's akin to what we would pay what you call a showstopper qualified type Rake and Scrape artist. So they would be paid in prize money what we would pay someone like a Veronica Bishop or a KB or a Gino D.
This for the Youth Night.
This is Youth Night and Seniors Night. We give first and second prize monies out too.
No, I never been down to Rake and Scrape. I never been down there.
Listen,
I gotta come.
Listen, you have committed a grave sin thus far at the age you are at in your life, because what you should have done, Cat Island is where you make your Bahamian spiritual. What they call it when you go to Mecca?
I told you my wife them from Cat Island.
Yeah, but they gotta go back, man. They sound like y'all ain't been in a while.
No, she ain't been in a while.
All right, you gotta make your spiritual and cultural pilgrimage back to that island. Other than that, you're gonna lose sight and focus of who you are, and then you
she
end
gotta
up
kill
not
me
knowing. No, you take the lead.
I can go down.
Yes, we have a number of beautiful boutique hotels and a number of car rental properties. Fortunately and unfortunately, they all booked out for the Rake and Scrape.
They already booked.
Man, the year before. That is
one year in advance.
The only thing you can catch now is cancellation. And
so we have a cancel.
You have to have your ears on the ground, and you got to have your finger.
But I should have cousins
trigger.
Down there. I can sleep on the floor.
We can get to that.
Okay, let me talk to me.
That we can get to that. So that's now what we call our domestic people-to-people program. Fine, when cousin.
I like this people-to-people.
I've been saying this for a minute. You use the wrong word, Howard. This is the Rake and Scrape Festival. Two nights.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sell dreams in Cat Island, so we don't sleep. Okay, so when you get to this people-to-people program, find your cousin, find a friend of a friend, and let them know I only want some place to throw water over my skin, bed, change my clothes,
and get back
out. Okay, so you carry your no-dose, your coffee, your Red Bull, and your Guinness.
That's it.
And you stay awake. Because the food is phenomenal, and it's available on the park. We have a park that is dedicated to just this event. All right?
Really?
And this event is, and this is exactly what it is, the most important true cultural calendar event in the Bahamian events catalog. So,
Cat Island Rake and
Scrape. Scrape Festival.
The most important.
The most important.
Everything
you're
else?
Speaking, you're speaking. I'm not saying they're not important.
We push that aside for now.
But you have a ton of regattas, mm-hmm. a ton of homecomings, a ton of this and that's and excuses just to go back and party and all of that. But this festival focuses on something that the Bahamian people and culture need desperately, like a vitamin for an anemic person, like an acetaminophen for someone with a headache.
Mm.
Because when you talk about the music of a country, what it does is it encapsulates and records history that will transcend through the ages that we would not normally pick up and read about in a book. At my age, I was very young when Selendon Pendulum passed the public disclosure bill.
Mm-hmm.
But as a kid, I remember, hey, Mr. MP, let me see your money. Show the world you ain't no crook. Let me see your bank book.
I remember this.
So as I matured, I realized, hey, this is an era in history that Eddie Minnis was recording. And it tells me what happened and the challenges that Selendon Pendulum had to go through to pass the public disclosure.
I like what you say.
And so it's this is the importance of us having our own culture and our own heritage, talking about our socio-political and economic challenges in this country. And if it's not documented in song, which is the song and poetry is the oldest form of written history there is.
You know something? I agree with you because a great deal of people would like to know, as Ronnie Butler started to be able to pen those words, those iconic and historic words, I think a lot of us are still left baffled as to who put the pepper in the Vaseline. So we still trying to figure these things out.
I know who put the pepper in the Vaseline, but I know which island. I know which island put the rick in the scrape. To cause us in 1964 to have a genre called rake and scrape.
How's the youth involvement? You say you had a youth night. What are the thing that always baffles me and really excites me about the fact that culture is so rich in the family of islands is when I see young persons like Avi, right? And not just, you know, I mean, they hit you with some heavy rhythms, right?
When
they
say,
this going on, go smoke, the whole country jumping on these particular things. Now, talk to me about the idea of how this translates to the youth. Is it still rich in Cat Island? Do they still sit on the porch and hit the rake and scrape? Do they still get the saw in their hand and they get the screwdriver ready to go? Does it still be able to permeate and resonate in the environment that young people pick it up and want to be able to carry it on to the next generation?
What I love about my island is no matter which settlement you're in or where you go, if the mood is right and the need is there, an impromptu rake and scrape band can be fashioned out of almost anything. But the most essential element in the rhythm of rake and scrape is that old saw in somebody's back shed and an old screwdriver or old dull knife. And you sometimes beaten on a bucket, on a piece of plywood, on a what you call a water bottle. And you are providing, without even the inclusion of the accordion, good rake and scrape music. And we would either harmonize that with old rake and scrape song, old jump and dance song, or we would make up our own lyrics. And we didn't just get this out of nowhere, because one of the greatest right now storytellers there is the legendary Phil Stubbs.
Yes.
And Phil Stubbs, like I always say, could sing about anything and make it a hit. My Pants There. That didn't come out of anywhere. When you were in Cat Island back in my day, you sing about whatever day, and you watch the older folks sing about one of the legendary singers, one who kept Rake and Scrape alive and was he was Phil Stubbs' trainer, protege, Lassie Doe Stubbs. He had hits like Old Lassie Don't Suck My Darling Tongue All Night Long. He was talking about a man roaching your wife.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And these things were deep, was just impromptu with fillers, and you know, and these were songs that were made up on the spot at night in the dance club. And the other song, like I'm a Bad, Bad Man. Nobody knows how bad I am. I will shoot you with my razor and cut you with my gun. These are the type of lyrics, you know, and these are the type of music that you would find resonating through the islands, through Cat Island itself. When you sit down in any busy club on someone's porch, some people coming back for regatta, you know, and you just playfully get together and a combo will start.
You know, I want to, because I'm listening to you and you're taking me back, Rich, of how, not just in Cat Island, how this sort of the way that we capture a time, an essence. I think we see that in this generation when Gino D started to talk about the road, then dig up, on the road, then dig up, right? It actually spoke specifically to a time, right? When my good friend in Bimini started to talk about lay low in Bimini,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you hear this, right? And then you hear Abaco Tiger, right? So you hear, and then the
all funky soul down in Abaco.
Right. So you hear all of these things. And then I ask myself, what about the influence that exists right now? Are we so inundated, and has the influence been diminished by the Americans being able to come in with popular music, that we've forgotten the essence? How do we get that back? How do we revive those particular things? Talk to me about it.
Well, as a person who loves music, I wouldn't want to exclude or encourage people to exclude other genres either to listen to or even to enjoy from just casual partying or whatsoever. Because There is an essence of learning in everything that is presented to you. But what we need to be careful of is causing our young people to gravitate towards these and adopt it as their culture and forget their own. So I would you brought up an awesome gentleman in the rake and scrape world, and his name is Gino D.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What I love about Gino D and Veronica Bishop is mm-hmm. that they could take R&B,
mm-hmm.
soul, blues music, and mm-hmm. bring it into the genre of rake and scrape. We're talking about Stagger Lee.
And they jam, we jam it.
Yes. Stagger Lee is not original. It's a remake.
I heard this when I was young.
But it is a remake into rake and scrape.
But it felt like ours.
And it came from persons who, before we had a genre that we could identify as our own, melodious songs like Smokey 007, most of his music was based on what they picked up from the United States influence. Before there was reggae in and Bob Marley becoming popular with the one drop beat in reggae in Jamaica. He was a ska artist. And ska came out of incorporating R&B and soul out of American music. And that evolved into what we know as slow down one drop beat called reggae. So what you did there is you took someone else's influence that was phenomenal and you made it your own. And so I would not. Civilization is built on learning from others, incorporating what's good, and developing it into another unique product.
I like this.
You understand? So that is where we have to take our young people and focus, because you got a fella by the name of Stilito who put a little bit of rap in his raking and scraping. He got a song called We Raking and We Scraping, We Scraping and We Shaking. Yeah. That is rake and scrape sped up to the beat of rap music.
But you know what? Even as I talk about this kind of influence and whether or not it's been diminished by America, your point is a valid point, because you look at people like D-Mac and even the production of his music that has the good hip-hop beats or the hard thump from that particular genre, and still being able to put Junkanoo in it or Rake and Scrape in it is an amazing thing.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing.
And these are the things that attract the younger generation. So you cannot One time ago, Kellogg's Corn Flakes was packaged in a brown and white and black box with a rooster on it. Then all of a sudden, fast forward to the 20th, 21st century, the box is colorful and it is infused with other characters
same
like Tony the Tiger. Same old Bob Corn Flakes.
Same old Bob Corn Flakes. People put on that.
And every popular Olympic or basketball or some popular, his face is on that box. And that encourages the young people from childhood to adulthood to just yank that off the shelf.
We'll never forget that.
Thank you.
We'll never forget that.
Yes.
We'll never forget that.
So what you have to do is rebrand and remarket your music, and you have to keep up with the changing times, but you do not take away the essence of what the music is all about. It's about telling the story of your environment, your community, and it's about keeping the essential element that identify the genre of music involved in the production of that music, your goatskin drum, your saw, your accordion.
You know what? I want to be able to say this. I got you to let you talk a little bit more about what's happening at the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival from June 7th and 8th. They're going to be able to have everything down there. Now, I don't know how people, if you book out, how do people can get there?
Like I say, right now, well, Cat Island people and Rake and Scrape junkies, they know just how to get there. So we have a number of mail boats. There's a party boat that's coming on stream. The president. Yes, but we don't just go to the island.
You go party.
You don't just go there.
I thought you should just
tell
sit down
you,
and reach.
No, I tell you, we don't sleep.
You party all the way there.
You party there.
Oh my God!
And when you get there, you didn't listen to Zenobia Pierre profiling the party.
My God!
Some are saying bail till we get back.
Don't tell nobody this.
Well, it's in
you
the
look
south.
Salty.
It's in the south.
Well,
cell phone
so
on your side, no minutes like you and dial. I've been holding this Guinness so long, it's like coffee.
My God.
The dance can't on by, but you ain't got no money, you can't get in. And like she say, along with the rake and scrape, this funk can't on by.
So that's the real essence.
That's the essence of these people would come. And they didn't come with any. The last thing on their mind is where I can sleep, where I can bed, and how I can get back. We deal with them things.
By the way,
that's
actually, you're working in opposites. That's the first thing you think of. Where I can sleep, how I can get back.
No. We don't worry about that.
First, you can say that.
The biggest concern is how you can get there. Where you can sleep, what you can do while you're there is already done. That's covered. How you can get back, you deal with that.
So tell the people how they can get there. And let
well,
them know
Bahamas Air and Western Air are putting on a number of extra flights to get to Cat Island. And, of course, there's a party boat I think it's called the President Taylor. So we have flyers that we've been, that has nothing to do with the Rake and Scrape Committee itself. These are other people coming on board to facilitate transfer and transportation to Cat Island. In addition to that, we encourage persons to call a friend, tell a friend, hail a friend, and ask a friend to accommodate a friend.
It's the people to people program.
Yeah, this is the domestic
like
people to people type
like
program,
this.
You know, because you came down there to explore the island, enjoy the great cuisine that Cat Island has to offer, and you know, I'm Howard, we have something called flour cake that everybody comes.
Bishop always cooked that.
Bishop is a good cook. But why are we on the subject?
Bishop Lawrence Roll always cooked.
While
we say, Harvard, come take some testimonies.
While we're on the subject of Bishop, Bishop is the man that's going to open.
Oh, he opened it?
He's opening the ceremony. And then on Saturday, we close him with the legendary Phil Stubbs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so this is going to be a beautiful time, June 7th and 8th, 2024. That is just a hand throw away. Don't spend all your money to the convention, my man. Right? Make sure you have a good time, right? And if you need to be able to, you know, cry somewhere and be able to dance those tears away, depending on what your position is, make sure you go down there and check them out, man. This is going to be the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival. It's going to be happening down there in Cat Island, right? Let them know exactly the park and everything that's going to be
it's
going
on. The great settlement of Artistown, the capital of the beautiful island of Cat Island, in Artistown, Cat Island, the Rake and Scrape Park. And our music and our show and our entertainment, our cuisine, our arts, craft, and culture is second to none.
Next time you come, bring your Rake and Scrape band.
I can do my best, sir.
Tell you what, I'll give you, we can talk this off air.
Yeah.
You bring your people, next week. Well,
I have to be
a week after next Thursday.
I have to be in Cat Island as of this weekend to help prepare for the festival.
But then call me, man. When you come back to Nassau, make sure you do that, ladies and gentlemen. None other than Sydney Isaacs being able to talk to us about this 25 years rake and scrape down there in Cat Island.
Hey,
this is going to be exciting, man. I want you guys to go down there and really capture the essence of what's happening. Make sure you check it out. If you want to be able to get more information, who should you call?
If you want more information, you can call myself, 457-0613, and I'd be happy to answer whatever questions you have.
457-0613. Guys, that's Sydney Isaacs here with us. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Happy and angry at the same time? The Angry Whopper and new Angry Chicken Sandwich at Burger King Nassau. It's time to get angry and take on the flavor sensation of BK's signature flame grilled beef, spicy jalapenos, bacon, classic onion rings, cheese, fresh veggies, and all the fixings you love. Or try the new Angry Chicken with the same delicious spicy ingredients on a crispy chicken breast patty. Take your taste buds to the next level with the Angry Whopper and Angry Chicken today. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
Get them signs. You just gotta love the way he take a stand. This is serious business with big demands. Moving forward stronger, yeah, he's the man. He is Mr. Chair, nobody can compare. So sit small, tell your name called, does he belong right there? Get them signs, show them how you just do it. Get them signs, you gotta show them how it go. Get them signs, you the best and we know it. Get them signs, we ain't playing the scene for sure. Get them signs, oh, get them signs. Dr. Dwayne Signs, tried and tested hands. He make it look easy, so bust a dance. Unstoppable together, I know we can. The choice is fair, we just gotta stick to the plan. Re-elect the best, that's our only chance. He's Mr. Chair, nobody can compare. So sit small, tell your name, call, cause he belong right there. Get them signs, show them how you just do it. Get them signs, you gotta show them how it go. Get them signs, you the best and we know it. Get them signs, we ain't playing the scene for sure. Get them signs, oh, get them signs. Dr. Dwayne Signs, tried and tested hands. He don't only talk, he listen and consult for the best decision. Gifted hands, short precision, Dr. Dwayne Signs. He don't only talk, he listen and consult for the best decision. Gifted hands, short precision, Dr. Dwayne Signs. He is Mr. Chair, nobody can compare. So sit small, tell your name, call, cause he belong right there. Get them signs, show them how you just do it. Get them signs, you gotta show them how it go. Get them signs, you the best and we know it. Get them signs, we ain't playing.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. You see me out here doing all that we possibly can do. See if anybody on the Zoom for me right there. Somebody should be calling me in the Zoom. Let's see if we can be able to get that conversation going on. Guys, we are in the thick of internal election season. And so, you know, we're going to be inundated with these things. And we are truly grateful. Like I said, tonight is going to be the endorsement night for Michael Pintard. And he wants all those persons to know you can be able to come out and and you can be able to expect a grand event this evening to be able to talk about those things. Like I said, Elsworth Johnson wants you to know that he's vying for the position of chairman, and also Dwayne Sands wants you to know that he's re-elected, re-elect Dwayne Sands for chairman. I am grateful. I didn't listen. My God, I'm not going to fight you, gentlemen. I'm looking forward to this next week, like I said to you. And we can do this. Today is Small Business Thursday, so don't fight me. We can do this today, right? Ian's going to be coming on at 1 o'clock, so we're going to talk like this, right? So next week, we have set up conversations with all major players for the trifecta of leadership, right? So we have Michael Pintard in his leader capacity. We have a date booked out for him. We have Dr. Hubert Minnis. We have a date booked out for him. We have Dr. Dwayne Sands. We have Elsworth Johnson. So those four persons we have set up to be able to have good conversations with us, and we're excited about being able to do that and have an opportunity to be able to kind of flesh the whole thing out, right? Yeah, like I said, you know, we are an equal opportunity employer. We always want to be able to do this. This is our profession. This is the professional posture of allowing persons to come and air it out. But this show, on the flip side, is also a show that seeks to be able to grab hold of transparency, of accountability, and talk about this next dispensation of what our expectations can be from a political standpoint. So I'm excited to do that. I'm excited to have these guys. Listen, I can get cussed enough. I say, man, stop cussing me and come on the show. I say, okay, how do we come in, right? So I'm excited about that, guys, and we're looking forward to a very active time politically, a very active time for a lot of persons to be able to get in there. So we're looking for that, looking to be able to do those things. I got so much commercials. I'm going to have to take a little earlier commercial break, right? I got so much. Let me smile, right? All the way to the bank. Praise God, right? I'm not going to fight you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick commercial break, get to these commercials. Let's pay our bills, and then we can be able to see you back right after the news.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
What you know about that 39 Rick? That 39 Rick. That 39 Rick. That 39 old county feels so high. Me going home till the morning comes. You know for that 39 we're rich.
That 39 we're rich.
That 39 we're rich.
That 39 we're old
county party you so high. If me going home till the morning comes. We going home, no. We started this party from north from here. We can serenade by the house, man, but I make that hot dog sauce. Then we going by the beach. Got no time for sleep. Whoa. No, but that 39 will wreck.
That 39 will wreck.
That 39 will wreck.
That 39 will hold down.
Me party you so high. If me going home till the morning comes. You know for that 39 will wreck.
That 39 will wreck.
That 39 will wreck.
That 39 will hold down.
Me party you so high. If me going home till the morning comes.
So high,
and me going home till the morning.
going home till the morning comes. We ain't going home, no, 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 no. We started this party from noon from here. We can serenade by the house, mama, that make that hot dog sauce. Then we ain't going by the beach, ain't got no time for sleep. Ooh, no, no, but that 39 will wreck. That 39 will wreck. That 39 will wreck. That 39 will hold down. We party oh so high. And we going home.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Vote Elsworth Johnson.
Elsworth Johnson.
The man for the chairman.
The man for the chairman.
He ain't come in to talk too much. Track record all about the common touch. Elsworth Johnson.
Cast your vote.
It's the man for the chairman.
Let your vote make sense.
Vote him for chairman. He's the right voice. Elsworth Johnson. He's the right choice.
I am Elsworth Johnson, candidate for chairman of the Free National Movement.
Right now, our party stands at a critical crossroad.
Come June 1st, stand with me as we reignite the fire of the freedom fighters and that government in the sunshine.
Don't forget, vote Elsworth Johnson.
Elsworth Johnson.
The man for the chairman.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
FNM's FNM's. On Thursday, May 23rd at the British Colonial, come out to the endorsement event for our leader, Michael Pintar. FNM's from far and wide. Come and pledge your support as he campaigns for re-election as the leader of the Free National Movement. 7 p.m. sharp at the British Colonial Nassau, Bahamas. You don't want to miss this.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Thank you.
This is the Guardian News Network update on the hour. Saying he now believes in former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis's leadership, former DNA leader Branville McCartney says he will return to the FNM and serve in any capacity if asked when Dr. Minnis returns as that party's leader. Both men once criticized each other's leadership style when they were competing to be Prime Minister, but McCartney says his opinion of Dr. Minnis changed after watching Minnis lead this country through the pandemic and two hurricanes during his time as Prime Minister.
Nothing was perfect. No Prime Minister would have been perfect, especially during the two hurricanes and the pandemic. But I thought he did what was right in the circumstances and ultimately, especially during the pandemic, saved lives.
FNM members will choose on June 1st whether to give Dr. Minnis the second chance he is seeking or retain the party's current leader, Michael Pintard. In other news, the man charged with phoning in a death threat against Prime Minister Philip Davis to police last year has been sentenced to 1 year probation, 100 hours of community service, and anger management classes. In handing down sentence yesterday, Chief Magistrate Roberto Reckley said the fact Isaac Roberts made his threat to police and not directly to the Prime Minister did not negate his culpability. He said the threat was more serious because it was political, but added since this country is fortunately not plagued by political violence, he believed Roberts did not think his threat would be taken seriously. Roberts told police he never intended to follow through with that threat. And police in Abaco are investigating the death of a man from Switzerland who passed away aboard a pleasure vessel Sunday. It's reported that he was on a boat that had left Florida for Bermuda when he fell ill, later collapsed, and became unresponsive. Police say an autopsy is planned to determine his cause of death. That's what's making headlines at this hour. Stay with us. AP Update is next.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The Justice Department is suing Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation.
We allege that Live Nation has illegally monopolized markets across the live concert industry in the United States for far too long. It is time to break it up.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says prices for tickets are too high. This is an antitrust lawsuit.
Live Nation suffocates its competition using a variety of tactics, from acquisitions of smaller regional promoters and venues, to threats and retaliation, to agreements with rivals designed to neutralize them. This has included acquiring or co-opting key independent promoters.
Live Nation has denied it violates antitrust laws. Ticketmaster merged with Live Nation in 2010 and is the world's largest ticket seller, processing 500 million tickets each year in more than 30 countries. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a gorgeous day. Grateful to be in your company, chopping that thing down with you. Always happy to kind of do this and continue to have conversations about national growth and development. I've been getting cussed out over the past few days. Howard, there's other things to talk about in the country, you know. Today, I want to be able to talk about one of those things more specifically. I think we've been focused on this for several years continuously and being able to take on this kind of a position and talk about where we are. I'm hoping that he's still on the phone with us. He's been waiting for a few minutes right now. On Wednesday, May 22nd, in the paper, you'll be able to see Branvin McCartney slams the absurdity of the medical marijuana plans. And you could also see that the pharmacy sector at odds over medical marijuana. I want to bring in none other than Elliot Marshall Hepburn to be able to talk to us about that, his position. He's calling all the way from California to talk about this position. Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening with you?
How you do?
All's well?
Good afternoon to the nation.
It's wonderful to hear from you, man. I know that every time we start to have this kind of a conversation, you've been advocating for medicinal cannabis for a very long time, whilst they're calling it medical marijuana. But you've been advocating for medicinal cannabis for a very long time. Some things have been shifting. Let me know your position on the and what you've been observing, you know, with the development of what's happening with medical marijuana.
I think it's exciting right now. I mean, my phone has been ringing a lot. I think a lot of people are excited about, you know, the potential of what's coming and the opportunity that it could bring. I've been pleasantly surprised to see what the Davis administration has done by even tabling it. That's been really impressive. And I hope they, you know, take it all the way through.
There's always this pause, right? Not necessarily only for dramatic effect, but there's this pause with expectation and contrasting that to governments of yesteryear or just the nature of how things go in the country. So as you say, I'm hoping that it go all the way through. Is there a belief that there can be a hiccup or, you know, I mean, like this is life and it's nature. But do you see this going all the way through, that this administration has shown you its strength and determination to make this particular thing happen? Do you think that it's actually going to be something that we can be able to look at and say, wow, the Davis administration did this?
I hope so. I mean, from what I've seen and read, it looks like, you know, they put together a bill that, you know, makes sense. I saw that they were going in a direction previously that was reinventing the wheel with the whole pharmacy component of it. But I see now they're going in a different direction, and I think that's good. It'll bring a lot more opportunity and create a more diverse market, you know.
So talk to me about this. It says that the body that regulates the behemoth pharmaceutical industry yesterday appeared to be at odds with the association that represents the members over how widely the latter are the consultant to the marijuana reform. So talk to me about that. Talk to me about this kind of a contrast. There was a fear that in the event that we do this, that we as the Bahamian persons, we the persons who have been ridiculed and actually pushed down for the usage of this particular plant for a very long time, the Rastafarian community and all those particular persons would yet again become servants or on the service end of this, and Big Pharma would find their way in this. What do you make of this kind of a position in the pharmacy sector being at odds with the marijuana, the medical marijuana, and so forth and so on? Talk to me about it.
Well, I think there's a real confusion between medical cannabis and cannabis for medicinal use. I think there's a confusion there. And I think even it even exists with our pharmacists to an extent, because currently there are medical cannabis products, right? There are medical cannabis products that are only available to pharmacists. I can't purchase them from my dispensary. They're only available to pharmacists. They have specific markers that they use for certain ailments. These things are available to pharmacists now. I don't understand why they aren't using it now. And cannabis for medicinal use, as we've had it in here in the U.S., is a different space. That space is actually developed in spite of traditional Western medicine and pharmaceuticals. So that's why you know the industry didn't start with them. They don't go to school and train in this space. So it's really been an interesting angle that I've seen them taking.
I'd like to stretch this, you and I, I'd like to stretch this conversation out over an hour, a little bit more, and have persons being able to call in. Would you be available for further conversation? I could be able to reach out to you so we can be able to have that kind of a conversation.
Of course, you know that.
I appreciate always you, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that it's my good, decent cousin. Praise God. But we're out here, Elliot. I want to thank you so much for being able to give us a call. I'm going to call you right after and set a time for us to be able to have a more extensive conversation. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Elliot Marshall Hepburn being able to talk to us about medicinal cannabis and what's happening from his vantage point and the years that he's been committed to doing this in the industry and being able to have his own dispensary, so forth and so on in the United States of America. So really his expertise. We're going to talk more about this as we go further. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Chairmanship of the Free National Movement. So to all the delegates, vote for me on June 1st. I'm applying for an extension of my contract.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nassau ain't real, boy. Nassau ain't no real place. I say Nassau. boy. Nassau ain't no real place.
Born in Camp Road, man, I stood off the block. Great on TikTok, every word that I talk. In the Beamer, screaming, I'm waking them up. Total shock, I can rock any place that you got. Cowbells and goats, kids are bagging them all. Whistleblower, my phone, the most vicious of all. Heels clicking, I'm tripping like the Wizard of Oz. Ain't no place like this place till you come down.
MC Ian, ladies and gentlemen. And this is me, but before I go further, Ian Thompson's at the house with me, being able to talk to us for direct market. Before I go further, I got to be able to shout out to my good, decent people over at Coco Plum Bistro. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They got Bahamian favorites like boiled fish, stewed fish, guava duff, and the like. Everything's laid out. You got to go and check them out. They had some great stuff over there for Mother's Day. I'm always grateful. They got a jam with them, right? If you want to be able to get yourself taken care of, you want to go down there, check out some good brunch, give them a call at 677-677-6776. That's Coco Plum Bistro. They are located right there in the plaza as you go towards on the Western Road. You can be able to book them as you go towards Life and Key. They got beautiful stuff over there. Got to check them out. Give my girl a call, Chantel. She can be able to take good care of you. 677-6776. They got everything available for you, right? Always grateful to do these things, right? All right. So we're here with my good friend, Ian Thomas, being able to talk to us about what's going on to direct marketers. Always grateful to be able to sit here. I know that he's inundated with one thing after another. He don't know what the hell's going on. But listen, it's election time in the FNM, so we can be able to talk about these things. My brother, it's good to see you today. What's happening? You got your do-rag on?
Yeah, man. What's carrying on now?
Are you waving?
I am waving. I just put my do-rag on like about an hour before I came here, man, because I'm on TV later on. So
is it Dax? Did you have Dax in here?
I got Dax. I wanted to get some sporting ways.
So you slayed and late.
Slayed and late. Yeah, so it's nice and wavy. It'll be cool a little later on, Bell. But how you doing, man, Howard?
Nails done, hair done, everything
did. Everything did, man.
Everything's did.
Face beat. Hey, listen here, man. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is, what is that? Somewhere around here.
Is it Lashes? Is that Lashes?
Lashes? Big Rakes.
You got Lashes. Yeah.
Careful radio, but hey, look here, man. My name is Ian Thomas. Where am I from?
My do-rag is too tight.
It's crushing my cranium. And I am from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company, and we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. 552-0212. 552-0212. 552-0212. Oh, man. Howard.
You like foolishness.
I see. Don't listen. Listen.
I swear you could have never been fans of
Hey,
I was in all the trouble in the world.
But I'd be on the road and people be come up to me and they'd be like, hey, 5-5. But night I'm dealing with, right? So just screaming out the number. He says, the reason why I remember it is because they say it was so catchy. And one guy was a teacher and he says, that's how he teaches his kids. So I'm just going to give a teacher
your number?
Teaching them my phone number.
That's the lesson today.
That's the lesson. Boys and girls. Yeah, let's learn that. So man, I got to jump straight into this because my time is short. Howard, I don't know, I guess many people have known that you've just acquired a new place, and for individuals out there, if you just bought a place...
Everybody don't know that.
Everybody don't know that?
Everybody don't know that.
Everybody.
That ain't nobody business.
Okay, then. Okay. Okay, then. Let's just say you just bought a new place, and hypothetically.
Okay, like...
And your name is... Smoward.
Oh, Smoward. I like it.
Smoward. Okay, Smant.
Okay. Smoward Smant.
Smoward Smant.
Okay, that's
a wonderful guy. Used to live out east. But now he's moved. He was in the suburbs. And and you want to go ahead and you want to do some work to your house. You want to call Daring Millwork. Wonderful guy. He's working on my place right now. This company is number one when it comes to electrical, plumbing, masonry, carpentry. And they also do tiling. So if you need a new kitchen and bathroom, that's what I'm doing, kitchen and bathroom. You can give these guys a call. Maybe you want a new front porch added on to your house or a back patio. They specialize in roofing, especially right now with the rainy season coming up. You know that's so important to get that roof fixed. So if you guys have a little small leak or something that's even a little bit more intense, please give them a call. Go ahead,
Talk
Howard.
To me about prices.
Prices.
Not specific prices.
I can't talk about specific prices.
Just tell me about affordability.
It is definitely affordable. He will work with you, and he'll put you on a payment plan. Of course, you want to pay off before the work is done. You don't want to be like some people.
Oh, he gives you a little payment.
He'll give you a little payment plan, and you can go and take care of that.
I need a schmowered.
Schmowered, yeah. Schmowered. Not you. Your place is fine. No, I'm good. Chef's kits.
Yeah, but schmowered.
Schmowered, that guy.
Schmowered needs a fence.
He needs a
like
fence.
A little picket fence?
A little picket fence. Man, that's
something
easy.
Nice. I like it like 2.6, the thick one.
I didn't know what millwork was. I did know, but I wanted to tell people. Millwork is the art of dealing with wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they specialize in all that woodwork and cabinetry and all that stuff. But the other things that I mentioned, these guys are also number one in. I'm doing all this talking and I haven't given you guys the phone number yet. The phone number for Daring Millwork, please write this down, 431-4774. 431-4774. 431.
It's crazy that you go into this sort of anchor voice. 431-4774. I feel like it's a ABC commercial.
No, it's doing. I'm doing the drop.
Oh, that's
doing
what it
the
is.
Drop, man. That's doing snow on the block, man. You ain't know about them thing, man.
No,
you young, man. Stop it.
Go ahead.
And listen here, man. Hey, look here. You need to renovate your home, your business, your apartment, your Airbnb at affordable rates. You guys want to call Daring Millwork. These guys are amazing. Like I said, they've been working on my place for the past 2 weeks, and I just love the direction.
He showed me the pictures, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. He's just coming here and make up these things. He said,
am I lying?
Pictures. No, you're not lying.
Okay, thank you.
If you're lying, you're dying.
If you're lying, you're dying.
Yeah, but you're not lying.
No, man.
He sent me the pictures. He got this just deep pool. It's like 500 feet.
My pool's not that deep. My pool's crazy. 7 feet, but I didn't. People didn't realize it until now. It's a hell of a pool. It's a hell of a pool. So you can do nice dives in it, but it's wonderful. Nice dives.
Yeah, you could jump off the Empire State Building.
Yeah, man.
Wouldn't touch bottom.
You need to see the kitchen this guy is doing right now.
In the pool?
Not in the pool. Oh, in the kitchen. The kitchen. In the kitchen.
No, man.
He's okay. Doing this wonderful quartz top with the drawers that with the soft closing.
Yeah.
And he's giving me this hood look. Not hood like in the hood, but
you can't even row
with a deep farmer's. I'm getting a deep farmer's thing to which you wash your dishes in. What do you call that? Sink. Yeah, I gotta get a deep farmer's sink, and it's wonderful with the touch button of the water coming out. The faucet. You just touch it and go.
It's crazy that you don't know these things.
I don't know what it is, but
they call it faucet.
It's called faucet. It's a sink.
It's a sink.
It's a table. It's a table. And this liquid thing comes out of the faucet. You guys call it
water.
Water. Yeah, water. Yeah. So I don't know. You guys doing a great job. I'm telling you. Doing a real bang up job.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing a wonderful thing. That's Daring Millwork, man. Please give him a call. Incredible guy. Wonderful to work with. He has a wonderful team of excellent professional craftsmen that work along with him. They get the job done in a timely manner, like Howard said earlier. Affordable rates. Give him a call. 431.
I like this, though.
4774. Definitely.
Let me tell you why.
Go ahead, sir.
There's a couple people who have asked to do things. I pray to God that they're listening
uh-huh.
today.
Uh-huh.
Everybody call them, ask them. I don't know if I got to give them the money or show it to them. Uh-huh. My God.
No. See,
I need these things done yesterday.
Yeah, some people. Yeah, but those people are maybe think that they're doing you a favor
before my wife's asks about it.
Okay,
you understand,
ladies and gentlemen. If you ever see Howard on the street, say, Howard, why you don't call Daring Millwork? The phone number is so easy. It's 431-4774. 431-4774.
Daring Millwork.
Give
them a call
right now. Give him a call right now.
I can call you for Schmowered.
Yeah, for Schmowered. Schmowered guy. Hey, listen here. I haven't spoken about biotech medical laboratory in a long time.
Biotech, okay.
Biotech. Damn where they used to be, you know. I know right now you believe they still right there on the corner East Street. They're not there anymore, Howard. They're not on East Street anymore. Not in that location that was across the road from the food store. They are now on 107 East. East Street,
oh,
107 know. East Street North.
That's going to be 106 in Park.
No, 107 East Street North and Oodle Corner. It's right next to a place called Bomb.
Oodles and Noodles.
Yeah.
107 East Street.
107 East Street North. And it's on the corner of and Oodle Corner. It's next to a place called Bomb, BALM, in the Gilead. How do you say this word? GELEAD. Is that Gilead? Gilead, GELEAD, Gilead Medical Center. So it's right in that medical center. So you guys want to go there. They want to remind you, Howard, this is so important now. They want to remind people that, well, the entire public that, they are still number one when it comes to school profiles. So you need a school profile for your child. Howard still has kids in school. Obstetric profiles. and annual profiles. So individuals needing these testing done, you want to go to the number one lab in the Bahamas. That's Biotech Medical Laboratory.
You don't have to give me, I working this out in my mind to find out where 107 East Street North is. Okay, so I'm on East Street.
You're on East Street.
Okay.
And you're heading north.
And I'm heading north.
Yes.
Okay. I'm heading north from the mid roundabout.
Now, see, you're going to get me mixed up.
Too far?
Yeah, Howard.
Okay, I'm heading north
from
Robinson Road.
Howard, I don't want people to get mixed up with my bearings because sometimes my bearings are not proper. I go there. You know where you're going, but sometimes you can't really say the proper, you know, coordinates. Write the phone number down, ladies and gentlemen. You need any type of any. You went to your doctor's appointment and they said, listen, you need to get to the lab. We need these tests done. We need these tests ran on you. We need to get them back in a pretty timely manner. You want to call Biotech Medical Laboratory right now. The phone number is 394-1837. Don't go with Howard's GPS. Neither mine. No, I want them to call so they can have the proper
107
East. I'm sorry, 107 East Street North and Udo Corner.
107 East Street North, Udo Corner.
Yes.
Okay, so that sounded like it's close to...
Boy, how would
I... Tell
them
text you. It sounded like it's close to the police headquarters.
I got an idea.
Tell them text you where it is.
I want them to call. That person who's typing the Howard right now, 394-1837. The prices are comparable and some in some instances beat the other labs. I love them. I send a lot of people there. A lot of my clients in the medical field, the doctors and so forth. A lot of their patients go there, and I want you to start using them.
I like
wonderful this. People. Yes.
Tell me whether or not because you know when we look at the United States of America, a lot of persons take on this position for themselves. So they say, well, I went and did my own labs. I wanted to check blood for this.
Yes.
I wanted to do that. I wanted to see what my cholesterol was. I wanted to see
if you
want to
do it on your own.
On your own.
Yeah, and you don't have to go to the doctor. Oh, yes, that can. Things can be done.
It's not based upon a request. It's based upon, you know,
you just want to know. Okay, wow, that's wonderful. That's a great question. And I think a lot of people are doing that because they want to know, you know, about, you know, even simple things like your sugar, the sugar levels and all these different stuff.
What else do they do? What about estrogen?
I can tell you this.
To find your testosterone and so forth.
Wow. I don't have that on my list, but that's a wonderful thing. Someone called me about that couple of months ago, and they asked me the same thing. And I do believe that can be done, but it doesn't hurt to give them a call and just find out, listen, I want this test done. Do I need a prescription to get it done? Can I walk in? How long does it take? And that's the wonderful thing about it. I want them to get to know the company as opposed to give the information.
So the doctor shouldn't have to give you recommendations.
The doctor doesn't have to give you recommendations. You said, I want to know this on my own. Now, some things here you can take and you can do on your own. So let's just say you need an STD or an STI testing. You can get that done. Go ahead and take advantage of that right now up to May 31st. You pay $100. You can have HIV testing, syphilis, herpes.
You don't have to whisper.
Gonorrhea. And chlamydia. Ow. So
HIV.
HIV.
Herpes.
Herpes.
Syphilis.
Syphilis. Two more to go.
Gonorrhea.
Uh-huh. One last down.
Chlamydia.
No.
We didn't say chlamydia?
You said chlamydia?
The claps. You know that's the claps, right?
Listen, if you want to be on first name basis with this, child, that's your business. You know, young people. You ought to scare me. In the name of Jesus, Howard will be on first name basis with an STD. But items go deep, but yo, class.
What's up, class?
I go back in the day.
Howard, what you call him?
He says, my name's chlamydia
claps.
Now.
It's class.
Everyone calls me chlamydia.
Sure, no, I know you. It's the class. What's going on, right?
Chlamydia J. Wentworth.
Don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh, sir. You don't do that.
You know, honest, there's a lot. Unless you
So all the STDs they check for.
Yeah, but HIV, syphilis, herpes, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. You go ahead and get a test done.
I said these. You said I'm missing one.
Yeah, okay.
Is this like a new super, you know?
Okay, so for $100, they do HIV, syphilis, herpes, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. They do other STD testing also that's available down there. So you can go and get all those other things tested that you may know about. You might have to Google, or you can hit Howard. Howard,
I get this bump, Howard. What is this? Look like claps.
toilet claps.
Toilet claps.
My uncle told me about
this. Hold on, I got a picture of claps in my phone.
My uncle told me about this, you know.
Yeah?
That's the only reason I know what it is.
Okay, then. And well, it was some people didn't need their uncle to tell them.
Well, I didn't know.
The doctor to tell them
I
back
in
know.
The day. Yeah, I couldn't know. Like when we were young, people would say something like, oh, why are you itching like that?
They say,
you have claps or crabs or something like that. It was too much.
Yeah, so I was, so if you had a drastic case of it, could I say, hey, you have the round of applause?
It may be. Maybe a rousing round
of applause. A rousing round of applause.
It's too much.
I just died doing dead bad. Standing ovation.
It's too bad.
Hey, look here, Howard. We got to, Howard, be sensible. We'll talk about
biotech,
things.
Man,
now, let's
that.
Go. Howard,
you just text me
COVID-19. Go ahead.
Howard, it's near the old food stand on East Street.
That's it. That person, no. Go ahead and send them something, Howard. Send them.
It's near the old food stand on East Street. I send them something.
Send them dollar.
I text them once it's okay. Them.
Anyway, listen, you need COVID rapid antigen testing. It's only $28. You want a paternity testing done, $285. Now, when it comes.
Paternity testing?
Yes. Now, when it comes back for back to school, for the little ones, you just pay $40. And you can have this test done. Now, let me make sure how to say it. It's CBC-HB. You can also get the O and P done. Urinalysis. That's a proper way to say it, right? Urinalysis. And sickle cell and HB. So those tests can be done. That's $40, and that covers that. A new service recently introduced is their EKG testing. And that's becoming very popular. So I believe, just like you asked earlier, if you can go in and get these things done, that can be done there.
People are becoming more inquisitive about their bodies.
Well, of course.
They want to know more about themselves.
Yeah.
They want to know what that. Why do I have all these molds?
Yeah.
Why do I have?
What
this?
Are all these
why
different
do
things?
I have
yes.
That? All right. So they want to know whether or not you can take a specimen. You want to do this? You want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And so just check them out. Go check out the biotech lab. They can be able to take more.
Wait. Someone just asked me. Drug screening testing is also done. That's for cocaine and marijuana. And you just pay $30.
So if you're on cocaine, you go there and check it out?
Yes.
So, hey, listen, I'm not sure. Like, the cocaine doesn't have that good of effect anymore.
Is my cocaine pure or what?
Is it pure?
No, not Howard, no.
Not like that?
It's a, yeah, you go,
oh,
this
you
is my marijuana, really? Yeah. But I'm raw, mate. Because you happen to bring it backward. We're testing your marijuana. Go over there outside under the tree.
So you mean for employees?
Yeah, for employees. Okay. Yeah, if you want to test your kids.
Or for your wife.
Or for your wife.
Is your that, wife might go, no.
You got to be on coke. You got to be on you still get that girl texting you? You want to see on coke and marijuana?
I assure you, I go down to biotech lab and get
Yeah, but you're on first name basis, so you probably call it marijuana.
Mary Jane.
Hey, man, listen to you, man. Hey, what they also do, they accept cash, credit cards. They accept all major insurances, such as BAF, Kalina, Bahama Health, Atlantic, and New Providence Life. So you want to go down there and check them out. What else? I want to let you know they're open up from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And also, you can go there on Saturdays. Wow, that's a wonderful thing, until 4 p.m. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram. That's Biotech Medical Laboratory. Nicole, thank you so much. You guys are doing a wonderful job over there. 394-1837. 394-1837. 394-1837.
I like
394-1837.
East Street, across from the old... food stand.
I hear that. You know what time it is, man. Howard, it's your favorite time of the day. It's Howard's favorite time of the day.
Is it?
It's the time you've been waiting for. Howard, it's your day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, especially you gentlemen, if you are looking for the bully pill, you want to give me a call. That's Ian Thomas, direct marketers at 552-0212. Get yourself the bully pill. It's all natural. You take it, men, and half an hour to 45 minutes, you are ready for the most intense intimacy of your life. You're going to get a strong heart erection. You and your partner are going to enjoy that special moment even better. It doesn't matter how old you are. There's certain guys from 18 to in their 20s, in their 30s. Like I said last week, I had guys in their 60s. Now I have guys up in their 70s are taking it. It's all natural. It doesn't matter if you have hypertension, diabetes. It's all natural. You can take it. You have no heart palpitation, nothing racing. Your bedroom been a little quiet for a little while. Nothing's been happening. Take this, you will awake that sleeping giant. Make that woman happy. And you women, don't be afraid. I know a lot of people find it a little bit taboo to talk about a man's erection. But as you know, as men get older, you know, certain things are not working. There's a funny thing. It's not really funny, but it's a funny thing my grandmother said before she passed away. She said, Ian, and listen here, when man get old, she say, things has happened to them. She say, I noticed man, when he was young, he things used to watch him brush his teeth. Now when he get old, he things could just watch him tie his shoe.
So this is why you need the bully pill?
You need the bully pill. You need to get back
fascinated.
Get back in the game.
I'm fascinated how Ian comes with all his theme music. I'm absolutely fascinated, as though this is a Paramount movie, and he got all the score.
It's only $55. It's only $55 for a bottle of six.
Are you paying Shabba for
kind of? Shabba Rice called me. He says, Ian, after I play a song, or dump. I'm serious, man.
Is Shabba getting any
Shabba's getting it. Yeah, man, listen here. The guys are loving it, and they're ordering more and more of it. It's all natural. We also ship to the Family Islands. Please give me a call. 552-0212. It's only $55 a bottle for a bottle of six.
Last week.
You take it, you drink it with water, and in half an hour to 45 minutes. With water only. In 30 minutes
to
45 minutes. No. Well, you know,
why these Eclipse Bear with these fellas drinking?
No. Alcohol is a little bit more of an inhibitor. You know that. But guys still take it with their drink, but you're kind of like lessening the power of it. But
they don't understand the science of it.
Yeah, they don't understand the science.
This is the hydration that they take.
But it's all natural pill. Give me a call, 552-0212. Your partner's going to love it. Women, get it for your guy. Guy, get it for your woman. Enjoy. Bring that sparkle.
Emphasize the fact that...
back in your
relationship. You know, emphasize the fact that despite the fact that, we got a bigger nation... around our tummies, we're bigger as a people.
Yeah,
you can't just ingest anything.
No,
you find yourself in the hospital. Talk to me, and look at Dwayne Sands. Dwayne Sands is vying for chairman. He's busy. Leave him alone. Okay.
I love how you mix bedroom bully pill with Dwayne Sands.
You see what I did there?
Yeah. Because that bully pill will make you the hottest guy on the block.
Sir, you doing too much.
No ditty.
No ditty.
You
shouldn't be on the block like this.
No, I don't want you to be on the block like that. When the thing kicks in, you half an hour home, you just run home. You say, honey, I'm here.
You okay?
He said, hey, what you saying, man?
Hey, where are you going?
I'm right here.
Is this like a man?
Is this like a city?
I haven't seen you like this.
It's like a whole
come over here.
Yeah, honey.
Oh, I like you.
Hey, listen, music. Gotcha. Listen, music.
Boom chicka wow.
Boom chicka wow wow. Hey, it's me, the plumber.
Oh man. So look at the pool guy. But let him know that this is all natural.
It's all natural. Like I said, if you
this
have
is a scary thing.
It's a scary thing, but it can be a wonderful thing. It doesn't matter if you're suffering from any ailments. Like I said, if you're on your blood pressure.
Diabetes.
High blood pressure.
Hypertension.
All that stuff, it's not going to interfere with your medication. It's all natural.
Nagging wife?
Nagging. Oh, Lord. Yeah, boy. I think you must need a guy. You need a jock to get that thing.
So I'm trying to tell you.
You don't need no nagging wife, man. You need a nice, sexy wife and say, boy.
Is what you do? Is this what you
do? It's tasty. It's 9:32. If you don't come in this room. Turn that light off.
They schedule it.
Turn off the light.
Is it the schedule?
Yeah, it's the schedule. We look here. We watching Matlock. We get the toothpicks,
sir.
Then they come to deal with our wife.
I don't think Matlock will do what you needed to do. All right, I don't think Matlock. Maybe you can watch a little Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
Play that.
Yeah, you're gonna play that.
Matlock's gonna put you to sleep.
Yeah, well, Matlock. Unless you try to solve something. Hey, look here, man. Look here. Get yourself the bully pill, man. Get it for that guy. Get it for that girl. Guy, get it for your girl. Girl, get it for your guy. Have yourself a wonderful time. The phone number is 552-0212. The pill is the bully pill. It's all natural. It's only $55 for a bottle of six. Get it. It's going to be.
Ian and I was hanging out thing. For a couple of seconds after the show. I think it was last week or week before.
Yes, sir.
Anytime we step outside, as soon as the show is done.
Yes.
I think I talked too fast. His phone is already ringing now.
Yes, sir.
Right? As soon as the show is done, these fellas just call him like they know him. Hey! What's happening, boy? Man, it's good to hear from you.
Man, you and Howard doing a good job. Man, I said, yeah, get to the point.
Get to the point.
I hear you. I hear you
talking about them thing up.
You got them thing up? I said, what thing up? tell the thing with you, sir. I say, sell plenty thing. I say, look here. Talk, boy. Man, you get that thing? Look here, man.
I ride around the corner.
I ride around the corner. Look here, man. See, I 60s. I get one young wife. Man. I say, oh, he ain't want his wife to go out there and try. That one young nigga try. Go ahead.
But let me tell you, I want to know whether or not this is his wife.
Phone ringing,
I'm not getting the people business.
Well, it doesn't have to be his wife. It could be his girlfriend. Whatever.
This is a lot.
But anyway, that's that. It's a wonderful thing. Hey, someone's still calling me right now. We're going to talk about something else. But this person's calling me about the rose. I was supposed to get you one of those.
I need no roses.
You don't want to?
I don't endorse those things.
They said, you know, you should give people their roses before. Forget about that. Okay, ladies out there, if you want the rose toy, please give me a call at 552-0212. The rose toy, it's wonderful. You're going to have
sell everything.
Get back to the rose toy. It's a strong suction from an internal bubbling vibration. It is incredible. Ladies, get prepared to be wowed. Now, that's only $55. Also, you can call me or WhatsApp me at 552-0212. Get the rose stimulator, and that's guaranteed to spice up your relationship. You and your partner are going to have a wonderful time. Ladies, enjoy it by yourself. And you can enjoy it with your partner. It's wonderful. It's rechargeable. You can you can carry it in the shower. You can clean it and wash it and everything. Talk to your friends, and they can tell you all about it. Certain things I don't want to go too deep, but it's going to be wonderful, intense feeling. This is what I'm getting from all my females.
Your fingers are like an Italian.
Hey, bada boom, bada bing. You get that thing. You take it home, bada boom, bada bing. You're having a good time.
Oh, this is
an episode. Love got to do.
This is a soprano.
What are you doing, sir? I'm telling
this
you.
Is a
you're
going
to love it. So get that rose toy, girl. Girl, don't be afraid, girl. Do your thing, girl.
There are some persons actually talking about the pill, and also they talk about there's a pill for women also.
There's a pill for women.
You don't have that yet.
No.
Sonic, you can get it though.
No. So indirectly.
Let me take this commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Market, is telling us about everything. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The foundation. FNMs. On Thursday, May 23rd at the British Colonial, come out to the endorsement event for our leader, Michael Pintar. FNMs from far and wide, come and pledge your support as he campaigns for re-election as the leader of the Free National Movement. 7 p.m. sharp at the British Colonial Nassau, Bahamas. You don't want to miss this.
Calling all pizza lovers. Craving something extraordinary? Head into Marco's Pizza and try our golden crust deep dish pizza. Made thick and delicious with fresh dough, fresh cheese, and fresh sauce. And baked to perfection with your toppings of choice. No one makes pizza quite as good as we do. Enjoy all this goodness for $14.75 only at Marco's Pizza. Make the right choice and order Marco's at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle, every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Taking a day off, a light day. We got all the advertisements. They want you to know what they got going on, guys. Dr. Dwayne Sands wants you to be able to re-elect him as chairman. All those delegates we're talking to on a consistent basis. Ellsworth Johnson wants you to know that he's vying for chairman. He wants you to vote for him. And tonight is going to be the endorsement night for Michael Pintard. He wants you to be able to join him on those particular things. Please check him out. Michael Pintard on Facebook, or check out the Free National Movement. All the information is available. All on social media handles. You could find out exactly where, when, why, how, and find out more information in terms of how you can participate. I'm grateful to be able to be here with you guys talking like this. We have in the studio with us none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Market, is telling us about all manner of indecency, right? Mm-hmm. Indecency.
No, it's just decent.
It's decent.
It's decency, decency.
Well, it's new age decency.
Yeah.
It's new age.
Yeah, man. Somebody calls about that, about the Rose toy and also the bully pill.
I wouldn't let him go on the commercial.
5-5-2-0-20. Yeah, he didn't call like so many times. Let's just jump back into this, man. Let's just get a crack in. Let's get a crack a lacking, man. Hey, listen here. If you are someone out there who's suffering from any knee problems, ankle problems, or pain in your fingers and everything, you want to get yourself the compression gloves, knee bands, or the ankle bands. Great price right now for one knee band is $25. You want a pair? That's $45. The ankle bands, those are $30, and you want a pair? $55. And the gloves, of course, they're only sold in a pair. Those are $45. So you might be suffering.
Suppose I need a pair of gloves. I just need one glove.
You might want one glove. Well, you might be a Michael Jackson impersonator. That's your business. But the gloves come in two. What are we doing next glove? Get your two glove. Carry it home.
You wear that one backwards.
Wear that one backwards. That's a good one.
At some point.
And you want those compression products, give me a call at 5520212. 5520212. The ankle bands are amazing, Howard. Like I said, either you might have a sports injury or from a long time ago and it's plaguing you right now, or maybe you're getting older and just due to over the years wear and tear, those knees don't feel the same. And like you know, Howard, once the cartilage in your knee goes, that's it. So you want to protect the cartilage in your knee, and if you're like a lot of people, if you have a bad knee, later on in life, the other is probably going to go bad too because you've been compensating by using that one. So get yourself, especially if you're a person who goes running or walking in the morning or late in the night, you want to protect your knees, get those. Also, the ankle bands, you might have had a surgery or whatever it is. It's nice compression. It's a wonderful product. Give me a call, Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 5520212, 5520212, and I can get you the compression gloves, knee bands, or ankle bands at a really, really, really good price. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Also, the Eco Dot. You know, the Alexa. Boom, turn on the light. Alexa, play this. Alexa, you want an Alexa? Give me a call. The Alexa is going right now. It's called the Alexa Eco Dot. Those are $55. That's wonderful. Keep it right next to your bed or in the living room. And you say, Alexa, what's the weather? Alexa, what's in the news? I use it all the time. I say, Alexa, play Jeopardy. Alexa, play this game. It plays games with me, all kind of stuff. It's my new AI best friend. Just me, Alexa, and me.
Just how Chucky started.
Listen, no, it's not a Chucky thing. Get yourself an Alexa. It's wonderful. You can turn the TV on. You can play. You say, Alexa, play music from the 1940s. Alexa, play music from this era. Alexa, play reggae. Alexa, do this. So it's a wonderful thing to have. Put it in your kids' room. Put it in your bedroom. Put it in the living room. It's a wonderful. Your guest, they're going to be happy. My guests always like it when I come there. I go, I'm ready to talk. I say, Alexa, turn off the television and turn on the fan. And Alexa goes,
she found it from the Family Islands. We'll never see it before.
And she borrowed this. You're living in the Jetsons up in here.
Ian Rich.
No, man. He said, just like Alexa. Alexa. Alexa, I love Alexa.
Woman named Lexa.
I love Alexa. She does everything. My wish is your command.
Can this woman named Lexa in this house?
Yeah, and then Alexa goes to this. Call me Lexa. I'm like, come on, Lexa. I don't know you like that.
That's the urban one, right?
Yeah, they call me Lexa. Hey, listen here. IPTV. We haven't spoken about IPTV for a little while, Howard.
I still got it.
If you want a better television watching experience like myself, and I turned it on to Howard, Howard got IPTV at his house, over 4,000 stations, you can have watch all the stations in the Bahamas, Jamaica, Haiti, Africa, India, all over the place. It's just $225 and $35 a month. That includes the $225 includes the first month along with the subscription.
IPTV is bananas.
It's crazy. I watch all the shows from back in the days. I watch the Police Company every night. I watch different
shows. I've been looking at Ghostbusters, right? Because I like the new releases.
Yep.
Right? My kids wanted to go to the movie and watch it, and the thing popped up.
It has all the latest movies on pay-per-view also. You want to have all
We can have a movie night.
We can have a movie night.
Yeah.
You can have all the NBA sports and NFL and NHL and baseball, all these things. Any big fight pay-per-view, Floyd Mayweather, all that stuff, comes right in. Over 4,000 stations and another couple thousand in the library. Go ahead.
Give me 2 seconds.
Go ahead, sir.
My internet has been off for the past 4 days.
Sorry to hear that.
I just want to say that.
Yes, sir.
To my provider with the 3 letters.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say that.
Okay.
My provider before the indecency kind of creeps
in.
This is too much.
Okay.
I'm out there in the area of Village Road.
Yeah. And your internet is down?
My internet has been down.
Listen, I don't know what your provider is. I'm begging you. I'm on behalf of Howard. Please get Howard's internet on because, you know, he has a check.
They come, Daddy, can you read this for me?
Right.
Daddy, can you do this for me?
No.
I don't have a problem doing
this. You need your internet in this day and time. Because he's...
I'm live streaming on Saturday in my house.
And they're doing this to you?
And I don't have
my
internet.
Not my Howard. Lord, anybody but my Howard.
I need Lexus in my house.
Yes. You want it, but Howard, you need to get your internet up. Most importantly, listen, if you guys are listening out there, fix Howard's internet. It's important. He signed up on Backpage.com.
You're wilding out, sir. You're doing a lot. I'm making this song.
You can check him out. He's like $250 an hour. It's on Backpage.com. Check him out. Hey, no man, seriously.
I got stuff to do this weekend. You got stuff to do.
Listen here, man. But if you want IPTV, give me a call. All you need is internet to your house, just like Howard is talking about right now, and a television with an HDMI port. And boom, you have a wonderful television watching experience, especially individuals who maybe over the pandemic, you know, they said, you know what? I've started to stay home. I don't like going out. This is ideal for you. Give me a call.
They become introverted.
Yes. Give me a call. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 5520212, 5520212, and get yourself IPTV for $225. That includes the first month, and you just pay $30, $35 a month, depending on what plan you want. So that is incredible. Howard, someone just wrote about blood pressure machine. You want a blood pressure machine? Howard always talking about taking your vitals and being healthy and so forth. Every home should have a blood pressure monitor. No matter what age or body size you are, you want to know your vitals to ensure that you're in the proper normal range. So you can purchase one today for $65. What I like about the blood pressure machine, it talks to you. So you press the buttons, boom, and it tells you, hey, stay calm. We're going to take your blood pressure. And it talks and reads back to you, your blood pressure is 101 over 66. Well, I'm looking at this thing, which would be a pretty good reading. And it tells you what your heart rate is. So it's rechargeable, not like the old ones. We had to get batteries. You charge it just like your cell phone, Howard, and it's voice activated. It has a dual user model, and it's FDA approved. So it doesn't get any better than that. Get yourself a blood pressure monitor. It's so important.
You haven't spoken to us a little while about those. I'm sure you'll have your time to be able to do it, but a lot of person's been asking me about the generators.
Generators, good. I'm not talking about those generators today, but I'm talking about the Generac generators today. So if individuals, you want to, these over the weekend was incredibly hot and the electricity was off everywhere.
I had
my goodness.
A threefold tribulation. I told you I didn't have any internet.
It's a good thing you don't live far from the beach.
Howard. Right? Yeah. I don't have any internet. I didn't have any internet.
Water.
I didn't have any water.
Yeah.
And the power was off.
My goodness gracious. Yeah. You're
a triple threat. It's a triple threat, right?
Yeah.
My son, the five-year-old, jumps up and says, Daddy, when are we going to get a generator. Sir, do you have a job?
Hey, see. And he's looking, walking
sir,
past you.
Sir, do you have a job?
Sorry, man. This guy is... Hey, man, come on, man. Dad, did it. You said, listen, things happen. But, Howard, I want you to get a generator, man. Generators now are even... I've gotten even better with the prices right now. They've dropped the prices. You want a generator, you can get a 7kW... for $4,595. You can get a 14kW, $6,495.
Tell me this.
Go ahead.
Do they do in-house financing.
They don't. But if you work for one of the Atlantis, or you work for
government,
or you work for Bahama, or you're a quasi worker, they can get you approved within hours. The longest they'll take is maybe 48 hours, but you can get approved even that one day, and you can have the generator there. Nice big Generac generator. You get your platform built outside, and you buy yourself propane tank. They come, they drop off the generator, connect it for you. Now, installation is all depending on how far you want it to be hooked up from the meter box. But you can have yourself a standby generator in your home or at your home or at your business, which is income producing, today. Don't wait. Now, like I said, the 22 kW is $8,299. This is a propane generator. It sounds as if, I want to be honest with you, it sounds like if you have a car outside just running and idling. That's how it sounds,
but it's not so loud.
No, it's not so loud. It's to interrupt your sleep or your day or whatever your daily going ons. I have it hooked up. I can use my washer and dryer. Everything in the house is going on at the same time. And I just have, what do I have? I'm not sure what size I have right now. I think I have an 8. But the 7 kW is $4,595. The 14 kW, $6,495. And the 22 kW, this is ideal for an apartment building or any big house, $8,299. Stop it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be at the mercy of the power company. If you live in Nassau on the Family Island, give me a call, 552-0212. 552-0212. Howard and I will get you that standby generator. Once electricity goes off, bing! In 3 to 5 seconds, your electricity is back on and you're good to go. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have, especially with what we experienced over weekend. And I want to get one to your house.
If this is any indication of what's this summer, because my son keeps asking me, Daddy, are we in the summer yet? I said, baby, not officially.
I can see your daughter pulling your shirt.
It's really hot. Daddy, are we poor? I didn't take the children to the beach 3 times.
See, there's too much beach. They beach out.
So they come out of the water all prune up. And my son don't want to go home because he doesn't believe that the power is on yet.
Look at that. One guy says, urgent, please call me right now. I need one of those. Just now, just popped up.
Urgent,
call me. He needs one of those generators.
I assure you, it's not urgent.
Is it?
Desire is urgent. He needs to stop.
Anyway, listen.
I'm not going to fuck him.
You got a fence? You got one of them chain link fence? And you tie people looking in your yard? You got your clothes on the line and people looking and seeing your old holy underpants on the line, old beach old shirt.
The holy underpants.
Holy underpants.
Yeah.
Most people have it. But anyway, so.
That's the most comfortable.
My cousin's
ones.
Calling me. I'm on the radio. I don't know what she's going through.
This is the most comfortable ones that you have.
Cousin, I'm on the radio. Is there a problem? Tell me.
You're not going to answer the phone on the radio.
Yes. Bye-bye. She goes, you on the radio. Cousin and dad gonna listen to me. Listen, you want to keep nosy neighbors from looking into your yard or people who are just passing by? You want to get yourself a Samson privacy screen. It's 50 feet long, 6 feet tall. 50 feet long, 6 feet tall. It's a privacy screen. It goes directly onto your fence or your gate, eliminating people viewing, having access to your yard. It's only $189. 50 feet long, 6 feet tall. It's wonderful. You just put it right on to your fence. You use the straps. $189. That's a wonderful price. Least expensive on the island. They also do delivery. Give me a call. 552-0212. 552-0212. It comes in a beautiful dark green color, and it's breathable, so you don't have to worry about the wind blowing it down. It's a Samson privacy screen, easy to put on. You're going to love it. It's strong, it's durable, and in the daytime, people want to say, how dark is it? Well, once you put on the screen in the daytime, you'll be able to see the silhouette of someone behind it, but you might not be able to make out who it is, and as the night progresses...
These are the better ones, by the way.
Yes, and as the day progresses into night, bang, now you can't see anybody. So it's just for...
So now
you won't be able to see anybody.
Holy jockeys.
Yeah. Now you can walk around your old holy underpants, your flip flops hanging on, bareback, drinking your Guinness right out there and having a good time. But seriously, you don't want people looking into your yard. Sometimes women go out. Well, I haven't seen women go out in a long time with curlers in their hair, but women go out maybe in their nightgown.
Women doesn't wear curlers anymore.
You remember that back in the day?
All the mothers wear curlers every night.
Yeah. You see it?
Yeah.
Every night. Then. No, we're big up to the curlers crew.
When I first got married, I asked my wife.
You say, hey, you got married? Hey, where's your curlers bag?
You going to put on the curlers? She said, let me explain something to you right now.
She said, boy, if I don't double backhand slap you.
I ain't your mommy.
That's right.
I said, okay, sorry, but that baby, I didn't know. I just thought this was a woman thing.
He just said, where is your wigs and your cap?
My grandmother, my aunt, all of them, they had on the thing.
She said, don't get me mixed up, yeah. But yeah, with my time running down, you see what time it is?
It's 2 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. That's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. Tomorrow, we're going to dive deeper into some conversations. Make sure, go down to British Colonial tonight and check out Michael Pintar for the endorsement night that he's going to be doing. I'd never been to an endorsement night, so I'd like to see exactly what that's all about. I'm sure I'm going to watch it, though. Make sure you check out the campaign for Dwayne Sands, re-elect Dwayne Sands, the campaign for for Ellsworth Johnson. He's vying for the position as chairman of the Free National Movement. I'm excited that all these guys are eager to kind of come on here and talk about it. So, guys, have a beautiful day. We're going to see you tomorrow, Godspeed, right here on The Foundation. Have a beautiful day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow, Godspeed.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.